This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Of LB. Maybe we should have LB as a Bruins playoff correspondent every once in a while if Sofia Yerkstovich is unavailable. Sofia did a great job this morning.
Great job.
We should have her on the show more.
I agree. She loves the sport too. Mm-hmm. It's not just a front whenever there's a microphone in front of her. Hang out with her, she's obsessed with hockey. Yeah. You can tell that through her reporting. Yeah. She also may show up for Basic Brunch on Sunday.
Ew. By the way, update on Basic Brunch, which has turned into a Celtics watch party with us Sunday at 1. Brunch, I think, starts at noon. Is that correct? Since we turned the mics on this morning at 6, 6 additional bar seats sold. Mm-hmm. So only 6 of those left.
Perfect.
And I think 12 regular table seats remain. That's it. And it will be yet another Courtney Cox Basic Brunch sellout. Right. So if you're looking for a place to watch a game, do it with us.
Right.
Me, Courtney Curtis.
Boston cream yodels.
Boston cream yodel stack dessert.
From Drake's Cake.
And we can't wait. We'll see you at the Playwright, South Boston, Sunday, beginning at noon.
Keep doing your thing, Queen.
Thank you.
Speaking of food, Jackson has arrived. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am excellent. Full.
It's great to have you here. Yesterday, you went to the Boston Garden as they introduced a new line of playoff food items.
Yes,
correct?
Yes, I did, yes. Lots of very fancy chefs there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Were there other journalists there besides yourself?
There were, yes.
Okay. From every major media outlet in the city?
I wouldn't say major, but okay. I would say, you know, there was a couple of guys that I recognized, yeah.
And how did it work?
So it was in the Legends Club, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Which... North Station is a funny place because when you go in there, like I got searched and like and they had to call up and get my name on a list.
I would assume that happens a lot with you.
Well, yeah,
just in general, you're searched.
Yeah, I had my hood on, so I thought maybe I looked creepy.
You kept your hood on the whole time.
You thought maybe you looked creepy.
But yeah, they had to call up and give my name and give me.
Okay, so you got searched. You went in.
Yes. And I go in, and it's, you know, a room full of chefs. All the chefs are kind of lined up on the wall, kind of just like, they look like zoo animals. So I'm almost like waiting to be critiqued. Uh-huh. But they were all really nice. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really talk to anybody because I wasn't, you know, I don't really know many people in the business, especially if they're behind the scenes. So I just kind of kept to myself. But
yeah.
The food was exquisite. And I talked to the chef, and I did a little bit of an investigation to see if there were any items on the menu that Shime could eat. Not
nothing.
One.
Oh, there's not one that Shime could eat. Nothing.
No.
Okay. But you and I discussed this. You wanted to essentially produce this like a report.
Yeah, I filed a report. Yes, exactly. Like
you have filed a report. So we should just go to, it's all self-contained.
All self-contained with
then
all
we'll
your.
Then we'll get the reviews from the audience, see what everybody in here thinks, et cetera.
Absolutely. With all your favorite Jackson quirks in there.
All right. Okay. Well, let's go to a report from our man on the street, Jackson, on the new playoff food available this weekend at the TD Garden.
My name's Jackson. I'm from WEI, the Greg Hill Show. So what do you got here? Your exquisite-looking menu right here.
I'm Executive Chef Jason Gorman from TD Garden. We've got a giant foot-long hot dog. We've got a honey habanero wings. A calories don't count during the playoffs. 3-foot giant cheesesteak.
Wow, I am overwhelmed here. That is fantastic. What's your favorite thing in front of you right here?
Gelato nachos are going to be a hit. The giant cheesesteak.
What about a certain person that's on a diet, a very strict diet right now? He's lost like 30 pounds. What advice would you give him at this here buffet?
Drink lots of water. I don't think normally when people go out for sports, they think healthy.
Well, this is why I got this assignment and he didn't. So shout out to Scheim.
Good luck, Sean.
I have arrived at the unveiling of the new TD Garden menu, and I can tell you, it's a lot classier than I am, but nobody's eating yet, and I'm not going to be that guy that eats first. It seems as though people are eating, so I think I might start digging in. I can do this in a lot of ways, and I think I'm just going to go in order. This one is dedicated to Curtis. We got the guacamole bar with the nachos. Okay, so that is really delicious, but it's not really guacamole to me because there's a bunch of other stuff in it. My guac... I'm a basic bean when it comes to guac. Just kind of plain guacamole, some onions, and some spices, and that's good to go. Here we have the Bean Town Catch Parmesan Crusted Halibut. Sometimes fish is fish. All right, Wiggy, this one's for you. We got the wings. We got winner's wings. Smoky honey habanero chicken wings with bacon habanero jam and barbecue ranch sauce. Wow, this first wing. It's spicy and sweet at the same time. Here we have the black Angus filet with grilled asparagus. I can't wait to try this. All right, here we go. Oh, my God. Oh, people should not be allowed to eat this in public. It's so good. We've reached the clams. Oh, my God. There's some kind of black pasta here. I'm not exactly sure what it is. Now, there's like 13 or 14 dishes here. I only have two hands, so I can only bring two plates back to my table at once. And by the time I get back to the buffet, all the other items are gone. All right, I'm going up for fifth. All right, there you have it, folks. Hard-hitting journalism from the mean streets of Boston. I'm really glad that I did not eat in preparation for this, so I'm going to give you my top three. Number three was the gelato nachos. Oh, my God. It was just a bunch of different kind of gelatos with these cinnamon toast thingies that you dip with. Number two would be the clams with the black and gold Bruins colors pasta. Those were the best clams I've ever had. And number one, gotta go with the Kona crusted steak. That is a Greg Hill favorite as well. And thank you, TD Garden. That was fun. For WEI and the Greg Hill Show, this is Jackson signing off.
Good job, Jackson.
Okay, I mean, I have so many questions. I like the stinger finish with the music.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm a professional broadcaster.
Very well produced. Yep. Your immediate feedback.
Immediate feedback for me would be that the viewing on the Twitch didn't match up with the audio. So when he's talking about the wings, all I get are the bones afterwards. Yeah. So I would have loved to see
you want to see the actual food.
I would have went with you if I knew it was like that.
First go at it. Mm. And I want to commend you for
good
that
job.
Seemed to be an awful lot in there kind of about yourself as opposed to about the others that were there to being interviewed.
Well, there was a... chefs are an odd bunch, you know.
You did say fish is fish.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I enjoyed that line.
I could have used a little bit more ASMR. Uh-huh. The first chip bite was so pleasing to me as somebody that enjoys ASMR. I would have liked a little bit closer to the mic, you biting into something.
I understand that, mm-hmm. but I'm the opposite of that. I don't like that, so I wouldn't want to torture people with that. But so there was like four or five sous chefs there. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to interview them, and they all said, we have to go ask chef for permission. And so they're all standing in line waiting for the main chef to get done with their interview. And he was very intimidating. Big, big hat, but very nice guy.
Right. He called Scheim Sean.
Yes, he called Scheim Sean.
That was my highlight. That was excellent.
The highlight for you.
Yeah, yes. That was great.
Good description of all the food
luck,
in the video,
really,
though.
I'm,
the video.
I mean, no disrespect. I find myself confused about what the actual new items are.
And I understand.
I thought it was excellent. I just would have loved the gelato nachos. Looks amazing. I've never seen anything like it. And I didn't really like what flavors, what was best. Because that to me, if I'm going to a game and it's like an 8 o'clock start Saturday night, that's the go-to, right? You're there for dessert.
You don't like the idea of cinnamon chip thingies?
Right.
It was like fried dough almost.
What is the gelato nachos?
It's like a big gravy boat of a bunch of different gelatos.
You didn't get that on video, though.
Yes, I did. So I get a bunch of B-roll that I'm going to be posting on
social media. Oh, B-roll. That's for a follow-up report.
Social media. So
yeah, because I was watching it on the Twitch.
That's the rest of the story.
People want to follow along with my journey, so I figured.
All right.
Will you put your audio to the B-roll that you have for me to post on Instagram? Yes,
will you put that little musical sting at the end?
Of course I will.
Okay, yes.
I have a whole package in mind for social.
Okay, perfect.
Nice spread, though. It was a really nice layout.
It was really, very, very nice.
Was there other media members there that we would have known?
No. There was. I rode the elevator down with a cameraman from Nessun. It seems like this was the low end of the totem pole assignment for a lot of companies.
Yeah.
But hey, I'll take it.
Yeah, why not?
And Wiggy, I cook at home a lot.
Oh, okay.
And I eat at home a lot. I'm just,
Who cooks more, you or your fiance?
Oh, me, definitely, yeah.
Okay. Nothing wrong with free food.
She has a couple of specialties, and I have I cook a lot.
I would have definitely went to that event. Looked really good. That's a great assignment.
Yeah, and the juxtaposition from walking out of the Legends Club into the sea of humanity that is North Station, the MBTA was it was jarring actually.
You're fascinated with North Station. What is it about it?
Have
you never been there before?
Oh, no, I've been there plenty of times, but it's the different worlds, the classy, high-end world of, like, nice food and, like...
And the bums.
A couple bums that
might be floating around.
Got asked for change four times.
Well,
I did like your use of exquisite. Pot. You liked exquisite throughout that.
That was a big one.
Yeah. I have word of the day toilet paper.
Actually, I think we just got a call from Guy Fieri. He needs him on Triple D.
All right.
That sandwich looked good.
That was a great initiative, Jackson. Very well done. Put a lot of
time
into it.
Yes, good job, Jackson.
I would encourage you, as we often do, go into the Twitch chat.
Right.
And you'll get mixed reviews on the report so far and maybe respond to some of those people.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
That was very well done. So that is our man on the street, Jackson, with that live report. Okay.
Thank you. Good night.
Great work, Jack.
Get the B-roll out there. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
I feel like that music, we could use that more. Like when someone makes a strong point on the show. You know what I mean?
That's it.
Or at the end of the show. All right. It's Don't Want Fourier to Get Mad. We're signing off.
We could get into spots quicker if we used that, rather than the goodbye music, if we just did that.
That's true.
Like if at the end of the show I said, well, it's 9:54.
Greg, I have an idea. Something maybe can bring some.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Wick, are you going to be firing Joe Mazzulla if they don't win game one?
That was my line I was just setting up for you, dolt.
So, Wick, let's ask this question. If Tatum doesn't play well, would you give him $350 million? How bad is Mazzulla, honestly?
Sophia, would you take Jack's job?
Oh, boy. All right. Listen.
Don't worry, Greg. You'll still get free tickets. Like, you're okay.
I don't know about that.
I have to know. I'm suffering from no text back anxiety
right now.
I don't know about that.
That baby may be done. It's, but whatever. Yeah.
Red with no response.
I thought Curtis was going to follow it up with his TV show ratings from season one.
Yes.
And just like that, Greg and Wick's relationship is over.
Yeah. Wick, extended family, what were the ratings like for season one?
It seems like they were down after the first three episodes.
Know what the conversation's been like in the studio.
Any chance you fire the actors? Do you think you went wrong by portraying yourself as a black guy?
What?
Twiggy.
Using a black actor.
What in the world are we doing?
Well, have you ever seen the show? If you ever see the show, it's what's his name? Donald Faison, who plays Wick.
Yeah.
Who's black?
So, Wick, you give it any thought to if you're not up by 5 points after the first quarter, game one, firing Joe Mazzulla? Jesus. All right. Let's get to Courtney. Get to Courtney into what is trending.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by New England Regional Turf Grass Foundation. The Red Sox fell to the Guardians 5-4, dropping the last game and the series. Little different story when it came to starting pitching last night, Wiggy. Brennan Bernardino only went 2 innings. Mm-hmm. He struck out 2. They got another 2 errors last night. They lead the league with 20 in 20 games. The Sox now in Pittsburgh. 6:40 first pitch tonight. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Merlone have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Reds Network, Radio Network. Right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. The Heat will host the Bulls tonight with the winner of that matchup getting Boston on Sunday at 1. Jimmy Butler will not be playing. He's expected to be out for a few weeks with an apparent MCL injury. The Bruins will kick off the postseason tomorrow with the Maple Leafs in town. That's an 8 p.m. puck drop. And hey, New England golfers looking for some great courses to play this season, check out our live auction at teeupnewengland.com for some great golf. The auction is open April 15th, which is now, until 9 p.m. on April 22nd. Remember, teeupnewengland.com. Better golf through turf research. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Before we get to Curtis and the weather, just have a quick question for everybody that is listening to the show right now, mm-hmm. if that's okay. All right, Chime, go ahead.
Did the man die? He did.
All right. Curtis, your weather?
47 degrees, Greg. Hot in here, 57 outside.
All right. Hey, I just was able to obtain a pair of Bruins playoff tickets for you, which I will give away before we end the show. So 9:45. All right. Whatever you're doing, stop it. Be listening to this radio show at 9:45, and I will hook you up so you can be there and enjoy the gelato nachos at the Garden on Saturday night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.